You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, is with me, and we're very pleased to welcome Yaakov Amidror, IDF Major General retired, Gemunder Center for Defense and Strategy Distinguished Fellow, former National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister of Israel. General, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much for joining us. The attacks by the rockets. The question is, was Israel ready for this, and how do you measure the success of Iron Dome these last days? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for the invitation to speak. I think if there is one area in which Israel invested in time and was ready is the active defense systems, including the Iron Dome. It is the three layers, the arrow, the David sling, and the Iron Dome, which is taking the most of the burden. It is successfully, it is a very successful system, and the level of interception during the operation is around 90%, a little bit more than 90%. It means that out of every 100 rockets and missiles that have been launched by Hamas, which supposed to be landed on or in targeted areas, 90 out of them have been intercepted, and only 10 fall in the around the target. So it's a huge success, give us the ability to continue, giving the decision makers space to maneuver and time to decide. And unlike previous situation in which we had been forced by the rockets and the missiles to go with the ground forces into Gaza or other places, here we have the decision in our hands. We can decide to do it, or we can decide not to do it. By the way, when the system was very young, before it was mature enough to be operational, there were some experts. One of them passed away, which said that in principle it's a better grade, it's a better system, because that will allow our enemies to launch rockets and missiles into Israel. And the success of the system will prevent Israel from retaliation, and that will reduce our deterrent deterrence capability. It is interesting, intellectually, it's interesting to argue about it, because this is the result. These are the results. Because of the success of the system, even some Americans, which do not like Israel, complain about the fact that we are succeeding to block all the attempt of the of Hamas to launch rockets into Israel, and at the same time, we are bombing and destroying their infrastructure. One of these guys even used the example from basketball, saying it's not fair. It's a very high professional team from one side who is blocking all the other side attempt to reach the goal, and it's not fair. And it, of course, it's a nonsense. even the best defensive team in basketball is still using the offensive side of the game. You don't give up your offensive capabilities because you are very good in defense.
How come?
In defense. But people might say it's not fair. You know, we decided to invest in all these capabilities to defend our population. When Hamas decided not to invest this money and to use all the money that it had to prepare for another war and to attack civilian centers in Israel, cities and other places.
Do you see that as an escalation on the part of Hamas that they targeted Jerusalem and Tel Aviv? And the capacity that they've developed to have so many rockets, about 4,000 have been shot so far, as an indication for the future, how does Israel deal with this in the long term to assure it just doesn't repeat itself?
It is three different questions. You can say it's not escalation. They did it in the past. But now they initiated it immediately at the beginning. They did it in the past, but part of a long operation, not at the beginning of the operation. Here, they begin with Jerusalem. That was the first missiles which had been launched by Hamas in this operation. Second, how they came to the situation in which they have so much. At the end, when you decide to give up and you are ready to retreat and to lose control in an area. In this area, there are 2 million Palestinians. At the end, it is not in your heads what they are doing. They can build their prosperity in the future. They can build the agriculture. They can build industry. They can be the Singapore of the Middle East, as some Israelis had in mind. But at the same time, and that's what they did, they can use it for building tunnels and having industry of missiles and rockets instead of industry that for civilian purposes. It is their decision. You cannot do anything to intervene because it is you retreated, you left, and you don't have the control, you don't have the intelligence, you don't have the flexibility to react whenever there is something. The third question is what will be in the future. This is a very interesting one. My view is that Israel should keep the ability to destroy any attempt by the Hamas to build new rockets and missiles, even if it will lead to another round of fire between us and them. Because we cannot allow the beast to be as big as it was 2 weeks ago. It's too problematic, and we have to be ready to go through a few rounds of fire, but that to change the balance of the status quo to a situation in which we don't allow by force Hamas to build new rockets and missiles.
We have a minute, Malcolm, if you have one short question.
Yeah. Do you think demilitarization is an appropriate demand as part of any ceasefire for Israel in the future, demanding that Gaza be demilitarized? They have no enemy. So this could be a condition for any aid.
I think this is a condition that for that you have to do what the Allies did in the Second World War. You have to go in with ground forces and to conquer the street. You cannot achieve it from the outside.
What is the reaction in terms of the Abraham Accord countries? Do you see them holding strong in the relationships with Israel?
We just have 30 seconds, General.
Now,
30 seconds.
Up till now, the countries which are members of the Abraham Accord didn't change their attitude towards Israel.
Right.
Rhetorically, maybe here and there, but practically nothing happened.
Yaakov Amedror, Gamunder Center for Defense and Strategy, Distinguished Fellow, former National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister of Israel, IDF Major General retired, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.